Ubisoft seems to want to get themselves in even more trouble as their stock prices are plummeting. Shareholders are outraged. Star Wars Outlaws failed, and Assassin's Creed Shadows is looking to be in even worse shape. Yikes. This mentorship program is crazy. We'll get into exactly what's going on in just a moment. My name's John Delarose, everybody. I'm reporting the most important things in pop culture. Appreciate you guys for being here. Please hit the like and subscribe button. Join us, and please leave comments, hang out, do your things. And I also create my own content. If you like quality entertainment, this is a wonderful graphic novel. To me, it's a replacement for Star Wars, and we have done a major success here with over $40,000. 3 days left to go to back this comic book. If you like comics and like sci-fi, you're going to love this. Back it in the description below. And it's a great way to support the channel, too, if you want to throw in there, too. Appreciate you all for being there. So Ubisoft has a mentorship program now called Develop at Ubisoft, and they appear to discriminate based on one's sex. On the official Ubisoft website, the developer says, "At Ubisoft, we want to build the most creative, diverse, and inclusive teams." And that's exactly what Develop at Ubisoft is all about, empowering and supporting underrepresented genders. Oh, gosh. This is so ridiculous, and I see this so often in corporate media. Ubisoft's been one of the worst companies in this regard. I've mentioned several times that we have insider employees who talk to us here, and they've told us it's so much worse than you can even imagine with their DEI agenda over there. They spend hours and hours a day just going over inclusivity, pronouns, things like that, rather than actually working on video games. And it's shown over the last few years. Their video games have plummeted in quality. It's been a complete disaster. And it's all because HR departments have run wild and employees are not focusing on creating entertainment for the fans anymore. It's pretty obvious. So it clearly states the program provides mentorship opportunities for women and non-binary individuals, students or fresh graduates with less than 2 years of experience interested in video games to develop their skill set in game design and programming. We want to empower you to learn, grow, and become the best developer you can be. Yay. The program is open to candidates in the United States of America, which one would assume has to follow U.S. law and prohibits discrimination based on sex. Ah, wow. Something Ubisoft is doing with the mentorship program. This is going on across everything. Hollywood, entertainment, the corporate worlds. They are preferring women, non-binaries, whatever that means, minorities. I guess if you're a man at this point, just say you identify as non-binary. I'm in California here, and so they often have these all-gender restrooms they've put in because they wanted to have intersex bathrooms put into to whatever. What they end up doing is they remove the men's room, and there's always a woman's room and then an all-gender one. It's like they just completely discriminate against men. It's something that's happening across this nation, and it's being led from here, of course. It's crazy. And that's been done for some time. And these discriminations are illegal. I mean, these things do protect under the law. They don't just say, you can't discriminate against women. They say against all sexes. It is a thing. And so if that happens, these people can get in big, big trouble with this if somebody decides to sue. And I think it's only a matter of time before we start seeing these lawsuits happen all the way around. Lawfare is becoming way more common among conservatives out there who have been just treated as second-class citizens in a lot of different fields in the last 20 years or so. Of course, most famously, we have Gina Carano with help from Elon Musk's lawyers going at Disney. And I hope she just makes the rubble bounce over there because these companies really need to be told that they can't do this. They need that big slap in the face, and they deserve it. So here's their Develop at Ubisoft program, and it's right here. You can see it right there. The program mentorship program is accessible to aspiring talents, including multiple countries, including Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Italy, Vietnam, and the USA. Join us at Develop Ubisoft and embark on a transformative journey towards a more diverse and inclusive future for the gaming industry. Please clap, everybody. Absolutely out of control. So here's their eligibility criteria, and this is what's making the rounds right now. You must identify as a woman or a non-binary individual. Well, what about the other kin? I didn't see the other kin listed here, and that is racist against other kin, I think, or something like that. They really are underrepresented more than the non-binaries out there. Very, very sad. Be 18 years or older. What about the child transgenders they're always going on about? Currently, attended or graduated after spring 2023, have less than 2 years professional experience in game design, be legally entitled to work in the country where you're applying. Oh, that is racist right there. What about the illegal immigrants, the Haitian immigrants that are eating cats? Don't they need Ubisoft jobs too? Apply to only one location and submit an individual entry. Teams will not be considered. For Toronto, you must reside in Ontario and are currently attending or had graduated from an Ontario post-secondary school no longer after 2013. This program's not new, according to Dred Roberts. It's been around for at least 4 years, given a blog post about previous mentees and mentors sharing experiences for the States. For the fourth year in a row, develop a new Ubisoft mentorship program, help promising women and non-binary talents reshape their dreams in a career in gaming. Over the last past months, 90 mentors from 19 Ubisoft studios welcomed 90 mentees who brought a fresh perspective and new ideas in game design and programming and got to develop their own creative project. Oh, please clap again. So one of them here says, I've had great mentors over the years, men and women who helped me grow, shape my professional experience. Mentorship was and still is rich in a humbling journey. It allowed me to take a step back, challenge myself, seek new perspectives, and build my network. And I believe it is enriching for the mentor as it is for the mentee. That's why I'm so enthusiastic for the potential of Develop at Ubisoft to empower women and non-binary individuals who are in the early stages of their professional life in the industry or a space where we are still underrepresented. Oh my gosh. Absolutely crazy. So this has been going on for 4 years, and I'm really surprised somebody hasn't gotten sued over this yet. This is crazy. Company's chief diversity and inclusion and accessibility and social impact officer, what a title, said about this, we have several exciting key projects about to launch. First is our Ever Global Self-Identification Program, where we invite team members to share additional information voluntarily and confidentiality about their identity, such as gender identity, race, ethnicity, or disability. This information will help us understand the experience of each person from a much more inclusive lens and allow us to take action to support our colleagues. What does their identity matter? Shouldn't they just be making video games? Shouldn't these programmers just be working on making sure that Assassin's Creed Shadow doesn't piss off the Japanese people? I mean, my gosh, absolutely crazy. We know we have room for growth when it comes for representation of racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity, both within Ubisoft and the gaming industry at large. With this in mind, we created a multi-year strategy called Project Rise. It sounds like a Antifa craziness right there. To ensure Ubisoft reflects our diversity of our players with a focus on racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity. I bet their players are like 90% white males. I would venture to guess. Over the course of the next 5 years, I mean, you're talking like Rainbow Six and Assassin's Creed. Come on. We will focus on three key areas: talent acquisition, internal talent development, and external talent pipeline development. Grums is beating the drum about this, which is a great thing. I appreciate him for doing this. Of course, he retweets to somebody saying, how the F is this even legal? And it isn't. This has been posted a few times, shows the requirements. Women or non-binary is a requirement, which means straight white males are excluded. And that's what they do. Whenever they say it's about inclusivity, they always are excluding people. Have you never noticed that? It's always completely fake. The words that they use are the opposite of what's truly happening. When they talk about diversity, you know, companies would look different. Like, different companies would look different and therefore have different experiences and things like that. But they actually try to make everything look the same. They try to make it a monolith. It's the opposite of diversity even in that regard as well. They want everything to be controlled by, like, a girl boss black woman. And they want everybody under that to be a bunch of, like, gays and I don't know. I mean, it's just, it seems what they want. They want it all to look like a Hollywood movie adventure party, which all are cookie cutter and look the same. Some of the comments on this are like, it's good then to identify as non-binary so I can just say it right. Do you think they'd fail the screening problem? And that's pretty interesting right there, because non-binary doesn't mean anything. So, like, why wouldn't you? If you're a dude at this point, just say you're non-binary. I mean, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. And if they tell you that you're lying or you're not, I think you can sue them at that point for harassment, right? Isn't that how it goes? That is the way maybe forward to this, is just play the game and just make them eat their own fake words. I do see that as something going on. I got asked in the live stream last night if as a white male, what should I do to get into the publishing industry? Should I pretend to be like a Haitian woman, disabled? And the answer is absolutely yes. If you want a mainstream publisher to publish you and you're a white male, you're out of luck. So it's the same thing with these major corporations across the world. And for now, even though they are doing something illegal, maybe the best way to do it is to pretend to be one of them. Oh gosh, it's so cringe. Leave a comment down below with what you think about this. Hit the like and subscribe button. Please back the Hidden Emperor on Kickstarter. Really appreciate you for being there, guys, and supporting our work. And we'll be back soon.